This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Pro-life activists were dealt an especially disappointing Supreme Court ruling on Monday after the Supreme Court, despite a 5-4 conservative advantage, voted to strike down anti-abortion legislation in Louisiana that would have limited abortion access. Find out more after this break.
Did you know that you can explore Liberty University's 7,000-acre campus from home with a virtual 360-degree tour? Discover their world-class academic, athletic, and dining facilities from a distance and get all of your questions answered through a one-on-one video session with an admissions team member. Don't put your dreams on hold. Text CHARISMA to the number 49596. Again, text CHARISMA to the number 49596.
On Monday, the Supreme Court of the United States voted 5-4 to strike down a Louisiana law designed to restrict abortion access. According to Reuters, the law required any doctors performing abortions to have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles of the clinic, a certification that can be difficult to obtain. Commentators observe the law's similarity to a 2016 Supreme Court case in which the court struck down a similar law in Texas. However, Chief Justice John Roberts joined the four liberal justices to vote against the Louisiana law. Though Roberts says he may back other abortion restrictions in future cases, this dealt a blow to pro-life activists who hope that this case could help pave a path toward an eventual overturn of Roe v. Wade. Family Research Council President Tony Perkins said in a statement, "This case was about whether the state has the right to ensure that abortionists who take women's money also provide for their safety. I do look forward to the day when the Supreme Court will correct the gross injustice of the Roe v. Wade decision that has led to the killing of tens of millions of unborn babies. Pray for an end to abortions in the U.S. and around the world, and for the dignity of all lives, born and unborn, to be recognized and protected." And if you like this story, you can read more stories like it at charismanews.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast, one story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.